This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. I meant to say this is Lock and Load, by the way, too. Quick shout out. He's listening on the internet somewhere on his iPad. Shout out to Dr. John Adine, DRGO. Having kidney stone issues. I've had about 12 or 13 of those things. They are the worst. That's pain. Gosh, that's pain. I always try to fold myself the other way when I have it. So, Dr. John, I hope you start feeling pretty good pretty soon. Has one of the prettiest 10mm pistols out there. One of the SIG 220s. Goodness. Get well, Dr. John. Now then. The leftists. I've been leaving them alone tonight. But if you want to quote Yogi Bear, or Yogi Berra, rather, it's like deja vu all over again. Now that the Republicans are back in power, the left, and that's the Democrats, Hollywood, and the fake stream media, they've dusted off all their old rude, crude tactics in an attempt to brand America a hellhole of discontentment, pain, suffering, and unfairness. Obamacare caused cancer patients to lose their life-saving doctors. Millions of Americans lost health care plans they were happy with, which Obama promised they could keep. He lied. Black America suffered big time under Obama. Moving backwards, Americans on food stamps skyrocketed from 31 million to 47.6 million under Obama. To put that in context, that's an increase of right around 16 million. There's only 5 million people in the state of South Carolina. So three South Carolinas went on food stamps under Obama. To seduce new future Democrat voters, Obama produced TV commercials for Spanish soap operas to encourage illegals to apply for food stamps. Meanwhile, Americans struggled to make ends meet. Expanding the definition of disability shot costs to $200 billion a year while cutting assistance to real disabled Americans. Yeah, there was pain and suffering under Obama, and yet fake news portrayed Obama's regime as 8 years of sweetness and light, unicorns and rainbows. The left's daily lie was if mean white racist Republicans in Congress had only cooperated with him, Obama could have done so much more. And the truth is, Congress did cooperate. They were fearful of opposing the first black president. Within hours of Trump taking office, leftists were out in full force behaving like vulgar, lawless maniacs. Suddenly, Trump is an evil lord making everyone's life miserable. Leftists began fundraising, $40 million thus far, to impeach Trump, which I didn't know you could buy that. Their henchmen began physically and politically to beat up anyone and everyone they discovered that voted for Trump. Although, you didn't come my way, did you? This headline sort of got my goat. Girl Scouts under fire for marching in Trump's inaugural parade. So you're beating up on the Girl Scouts, are you, leftists? Aren't you just big dogs? pull this kind of crap because you can. My political activism began a long time ago. It began while I was in the military back in the 80s. I had to be quiet about it then. When I got out of the military in 1990, well, I opened up. Since then, all I have seen from the experts on our side is they don't know how to push back. They don't know how to push back at all. Hard, not much, softly. They don't know how to do it at all. They're afraid of making the leftists angry, and then they won't like them anymore, and we got to get along. And then we'll get the negative press. Got bad news for you, idiots. Not you, gentle listener, but the idiots who think they can appease the press. You cannot. They're not going to like you no matter what you do. They're going to demonize you even when you do nothing. There was a bestseller out one time, All I Really Needed to Know, I learned in kindergarten. I was a small kid once. I used to have a guy that would come and steal my bike in middle school. And the one time I tried to stop him, he punched me. And I learned how to fight during that year. I went into the martial arts during that year. And the next time he tried to take my bike, I stopped him. I developed zero tolerance. I love Trump's zero tolerance with being slandered by fake news. Trump's chief of staff, Rance Priebus. Oh, everybody that works for Trump, what you're seeing here is you're seeing political operators unleashed, unchained. Do you understand what it means when you say you unleash something? That means you just let it go. No restrictions. I'm watching. I'll pull you back in. Rance Priebus was sort of a squish a while back. Not, you know, he wasn't really what I would call a dynamic guy. Now he's the chief of staff. He sat around saying, we're not going to sit around and take it. Now, about that demeaning anti-Trump women thing in D.C. Fake news claimed 500,000 women showed up. It was awful. It was XXX rated. Leftist media celebrated and normalized profanity, deviance, and vulgarity. With kids in the audience, Madonna, and Madonna's a mother, she repeatedly dropped F-bombs and told President Trump to, we're not going to say. Ashley Judd was ranting about bloody sheets and tampons. Thousands of women wore hats that I'm going to refer to as the naughty bit hats. Unbelievably, Trump's life was boldly threatened from the podium. One protest sign read, Black Trans Queer Lives Matter. How many of them are out there? 10? But here's my question. What were they upset about? I mean, leftists have branded maleness a mental illness. Fathers get no respect. They're portrayed as idiots in sitcoms and movies. Women dominate college campuses because guys refuse to stomach being told what jerks they're in forced feminist re-education courses. Fake news ignores it, though, and there's an aggressive feminist war on masculinity. Women have said, or they've confided about their discomfort watching football with the players running around wearing pink. Leftist media glorified a lesbian couple for trying to feminize their 17-month-old baby boy. They forced him to wear tutus. The parents admitted that he hated it. They're frustrated by their son's male tendencies. So once again, let me ask this. What are they mad about? Women hold 60% of personal wealth, 51% of the stocks in the United States, and live longer. And they own most of the shoes. I never go in I can't because I'm a white male, but you know, I hate to think of people going into the bathroom every day and going, you know, America's killing you. They're screwing you over. They're just messing you up. We can't allow this breaking of the law and bullying people with impunity. The leftist crazy has got to stop. When we get back, I'm going to give you my own personal review of the Tucker Carlson show on Fox News. Thank God it's there. This is Lock and Load.
eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridal leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is not just a lubricant. I mean, if you get the right stuff, if you get the, like, the CLP will do it all. It'll clean it. It'll lubricate it. Frog Lube, though, is a treatment. It is a treatment of all the metal parts of your gun. It is especially good about restricting damage due to water, rust, what have you. One of the reasons I like it is that it's just so innovative. I mean, that whole idea behind it. If you want to try something truly unique, and for those of you who want to watch out for Gaia, it is biodegradable too. So you get lethal lubrication, and it's biodegradable. What could be better? Go to froglube.com. Tucker Carlson comes on Fox News when I'm doing this show, so I don't ever get to watch it live, and that's okay, because this is my show, and I'm doing my show while he's doing his show. However, I do watch the excerpts of his show on YouTube the next morning because they are hilarious. Now they're being, the guys are being called, all of his guests that he goes after, they're being tuckered. It's taking on a whole new meaning. The show should probably carry a viewer's warning that if you were disturbed by the sight of a smug, smarmy liberal getting dissected live on camera, maybe you should just take a moment, buck it up there, bucko, for one viewing, and you will soon learn the pure joy of watching an accomplished and prepared professional at work. And actually, squeamishness isn't a widely recognized characteristic among those flocking to view the dissections. If viewer numbers are being reported are accurate. In fact, according to The Hill, among others, Carlson has almost doubled the viewers in the key 25 to 54 demographic from the slot's previous occupant, Megyn Kelly, who's about to prepare for her debut at NBC. Megyn Kelly will be the next Katie Couric. Remember I said that. Remember I said that about her. One of the most frequent criticisms conservatives voice regarding liberals is the dripping condescension with which they deign to engage their opponents in political discourse. It's like a directional speech defect. Liberals don't talk to, but they'd rather talk down when speaking to conservatives. And if you possibly miss the scornful contempt in their word and tone, it's usually accompanied by a visible backup cue, a knowing little smile of superiority that's there to make it perfectly clear, Bubba, that you are one dumb, misinformed, knuckle-dragging, primitive dude. Or dude-ette, you know. That derisive smile is always there when they are listening, usually moving from side to side as the head is being shaken slightly, to convey the sneering certainty that you're just simply never going to get this bumpkin boy. It's beyond your flag-worshipping, gun-loving, Bible-thumping, flyover yokel comprehension. Until you get tuckered in the new meaning of that word. Armed with knowledge, you know what, while I'm thinking about this, I'll try to pull up some tuckers for you, for those of you that have ever heard that. Armed with the knowledge of what his liberal guests have publicly pronounced most recently, as well as in their pasts, he proceeds to hold them to task over what they said. Words matter, right? That's what everybody tells us, words matter. So he hits them with probing questions, demanding repeatedly, if necessary, that they answer the questions he asks, not the ones they want to answer, with their smug liberal talking points. And throughout this, Carlson is very polite. He smiles like a pit bull with lockjaw. And when he finally says in that rapid-fire delivery of his, "Thanks for coming on," you can almost hear an audible sigh of relief from his guests, most of whom seem to have lost their contemptuous smiles for the moment, leaving the viewer wondering if the guest is wondering what on earth made me subject myself to such public humiliation. I just saw him with John Gruber, the Harvard MIT professor who said that we're too stupid to understand what Obama, what was so good about it. He tore him up. A few do retain their smug attitude to the bitter end, but the viewers know that these libs are leaving the studio with some deep Tucker tooth marks on their contemptuous backsides. Tucker Carlson is not new. He's been around for a while. I used to watch him on Fox and Friends in the morning. Whenever there would be a Second Amendment topic coming up, he actually knew what he was talking about versus these other New York conservatives, if you want to call them that. And for that, I paid special attention to him. He is the founder of the Daily Caller, which is a very good, well, I'll say it's very good. The problem I have with the Daily Caller is the same problem I have with every conservative politics website. They'll have some really good articles by really good people, you know, some of the best syndicated columnists in the world, and then there'll be another one which says Bella Hadid's bikini buddy. Some reason we just, and look, you know, I got as much appreciation for anybody, you know, any nice bikini buddy. I've got as much appreciation for that as anybody else out there. But that's not why I'm going to the Daily Caller or to Town Hall or any of these websites. That's not why I go there. I do not go there for the bikini bodies. I want to see the good articles. I want the bikini bodies. Well, I can go get the new and politically correct Playboy. I guess they don't do nudes in Playboy anymore. They're in bikinis, I guess. I don't know. So, having said that, though, Carlson has hosted other shows, and someone at Fox unleashed him. And if you've ever looked at some liberal out there on some show, and there's so many of them, there's one that I can't ever remember his name. He's a black American kid. He's a young fella. He's supposed to be a radio host. He's a contributor to CNN. And he always has got this little smile on his head. And I mean, I'm supposed to be a rational man, but I just want to, you know, mash his head. And you're just thinking, I'd love to sick my dog on that smug SOB. And this guy goes on Tucker Carlson's show from time to time. It's pretty funny to watch a liberal get tuckered out by Tucker Carlson. It's pretty funny. When we get back, I want to go back. I've already asked what the question, what were they mad about? What was the march, this women's march? What was that for? I still haven't had that answered either. I want to ask that while I'm thinking about it. Just, you know, out loud, if I may. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It just works, and it just works well. Check them out. One thing, this is the way it's looking. I don't know how this is going to work out. This is going to take a whole lot of logistical lifting. But we're going to try to pull this off. On Wednesday, next week, the next broadcast of the Polite Society podcast will be their 400th episode. And they want to simulcast here with me in honor of their 400th podcast episode. And as someone who puts up a podcast every day, I think we're going to do that. Now, how that's going to work, I have no idea. I'm probably going to have Mr. Maloney in the opening of the show. And then I will, and I know one thing they're going to do is we're going to have Masada Yub on as a guest. So that's coming up, Wednesday, I think. That is coming up Wednesday. Now then. this Women's March, I keep saying this over and over again. Whenever you think you're figuring something out, most of the time it's a lot simpler than you thought to begin with. The protesters in D.C. weren't necessarily protesting Trump. There's a lot more to it than that. They protested democracy. the Republic. Many of them were chanting, this is what democracy looks like. But then if you listen, you also heard Donald Trump has got to go. So apparently these people holding signs that say remove Trump forgot that democracy looks like, people voting for a presidency and allowing him to serve his term. The hypocrisy and the detachment of the foregoing, it's chilling. So what were these protests really about? Everyone has been asking that question. In a lot of ways, this was just something for them to do. They are people representing a solution, desperately searching for a problem. They need a cause or purpose to fill their negative and miserable lives with stimulation. The Women's March on Washington gave them a group from which to be included. And these weren't just women. The crowd was chock full of men and women, too. And judging from some of their appearances, language, and hygiene, there's no wonder that they're searching for someone to include them in their group. It was almost sad. They have convinced themselves that President Trump is anti-woman. He doesn't like minorities and only wishes to control their body. And if that's the belief, then that belief has, in my estimation, and I don't care who I make angry with this, that has too many stretch marks for me. The leftist marchers live in a very emotional world, shaped by what they fear and by what they hope. And that kind of an existence is stuck between delusional and mental instability, far, far, far from my realm of my logical linear thought pattern. In other words, they're not anywhere near reality. And they're not living in the present moment. They are reliving past transgressions and reacting to unfound future fears. So what they are right now is living in the past, afraid of what's coming. Most of what they're protesting has already ended or is never actually going to happen. Their duplicitous world is neither present nor future. They're reacting to their past emotional injuries and pain while projecting them on people who ultimately have no responsibility for them or to them. Removing federal funding for abortion clinics is not controlling a woman's body. It's empowering women by asking that they take responsibility for their own decisions and not asking others to pay for their mistakes. That actually empowers them. Refusing refugees is not harming people. It keeps people safe. Speaking your mind is not acting like a bully. Blocking streets and yelling profanities and throwing water bottles and breaking windows, that is. Many of these people need to look in a mirror while they're sitting there chanting about bigotry and racism. But they're too emotionally rattled and fearful beings to understand this. These individuals rarely sustain any lasting or meaningful penetration of the intended protest message. They can go to a protest, but they cannot finish it. They can execute what they're calling for in policy, but they can't see it through. Because of their gullible and emotional nature, they do not have the resolve or the acumen to truly make a difference or to fulfill their purpose. When Madonna stated that she had thought about burning down the White House, she was simply playing to the emotion of rage and insanity. Many stories have been written about how she will become infatuated with a person, male or female, who has something to offer her. She will invite them into her close inner circle only to toss them aside once her needs are fulfilled. She's a user. I'm looking at this and I'm just thinking to myself, there's no reason that that should be popping in and out. No reason whatsoever. I don't know why that's happening in there. Because it's not happening here. Weird. Look, that just popped back in. That should not be happening in the machine. Ghost in the machine. So, if an activist calling for equal treatment of people against bullying and or respect of others' rights would spend just a moment studying Madonna's, they would realize she's the opposite of everything they seek and desire. she really wants to make a difference on women's issues, why not tone down this divisive rhetoric and use her massive wealth to create a foundation to do work on behalf of women who need it the most? And the answer is she's using the Women's March like she uses everyone in her life to promote her career and get shock value attention. She's now looking for the next fool or fools to use as leverage to enhance her relevance at their expense. And for the rest of the protesters, their plight is simple. People who are failing to fulfill their purpose frequently protest those who are. So in the case of the Women's Snowflake March to Washington, the person fulfilling his purpose is Trump. Those that were marching are still searching for theirs. And that's why they're so outraged. They believe the world is against them and that they deserve something they've never earned or sacrificed to create. I don't really think I'm overthinking this. Now, there were some people that just showed up for the free bus ride to Washington, D.C. They wanted to see the celebrity stage show and the free food. They wanted to see the free food. This was bankrolled by a bunch of wealthy leftist groups. And it was set up a little bit like Lollapalooza. I mean, that's the only, I mean, this was an interesting little affair, if you will, but it's, you know, I can't figure it out. I really can't. How do you get angry when there's nothing to be angry about? Easy answer is you don't, or you shouldn't, or you can't, or whatever. But coming up on the last break, one more time, give it to Genesis Communications Network. When we get back, we're going to talk about that parallel alternative universe that is occupied by the American leftist movement. Let's not call them liberals anymore. They don't deserve that label. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It truly does just work. froglube.com. One other thing I forgot to tell you about. Next week, we're going to be joined by David Lambert. David has set up... All of you out there know what crowdfunding is, Kickstarter and stuff like that. But you also know that if you're doing anything that has to do anything to do with guns, you can't do it. They won't let you do it. Well, he has started up crowdfunding for gun companies. I have said over and over again that the gun industry will take care of itself if you give it time. And he's another indicator that that is happening. That's on Tuesday. Wednesday, it will be... The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney, followed by the simulcast of the 400th Polite Society podcast with Rob Morris and Paul Lathrop and their special guest, Masad Ayoub. Then Thursday should be some more concealed carry with Sam Huber of Alien Gear Holsters. Monday, if I can get it, I'm going to try to get somebody from G-Code here to explain just what a one-stop shop looks like. That's all what's going on next week. Now, I want to talk about the alternative universe, but let me lead with this as we head out the door. If we have time for the alternative universe, we'll get to it. The progressive media likes to say over and over and over again that the refugees from the Middle East are already subject to extreme vetting. The most extreme, which is interesting. It's interesting that they say it and believe it, or they say it and think we believe it. The bureaucratic equivalent of waterboarding, it's that extreme. Why they sat down refugees and actually asked them questions. I mean, how can you be more thorough than that? Apparently, they missed something because they let in at least one ISIS operative. that they know of now. This is blatant. This is like the flashing neon sign. Federal agents are reinvestigating the background of dozens of Syrian refugees already in the United States after discovering a lapse in vetting that allowed some who had potentially negative information in their files to enter the U.S., two U.S. law enforcement officials said. I'm stunned that they have files, unless we created them, because there's nobody to call in Syria and do a background check. Nobody on the other end of that phone. I tried to be as minimalist as I could with that one. And, you know, there's nothing really to worry about, merely potentially negative information in their files. That's not very serious now, is it? The refugees whose cases are under review include one who failed a polygraph test when he applied to work at a U.S. military installation overseas, and another who may have been in communication with an Islamic State leader, according to the officials. I would say, and, you know, I'm not a professional by any stretch of the imagination, but if it were up to me and I had to make a call here, I would be saying that talking to an ISIS leader, that could possibly be, it could be a connotation of negative information, potentially at least. Also, President Obama ramped up the acceptance of Syrians last year to address the humanitarian crisis in that country, admitting 15,479 Syrian refugees, a 606% increase over the 2,192 admitted in 2015. Since the Civil War started, the U.S. has accepted more than 18,000 Syrians seeking asylum, according to the State Department. The vast majority, they say, pose no threat. So what's the problem? If 60% don't pose a threat, what's the problem? Or 70%, or even 80%. Pose no threat. Is there any reason to be concerned about Syrian refugees? I mean, what is, let's look at this. 10% of 15,000 would be 1,547. Now, let's multiply that by four, and then you have 6,000, which is roughly a brigade. Well, no, it's more than a brigade. It might be closer to division strength. 6,000. You've got a ISIS division in the United States. Who's worried? But there's more. I feel like Billy Mays. The 21-step screening process for Syrian refugees is among the most rigorous for anyone seeking to enter the United States. Ooh, rigorous. Typically, the refugees are first screened by the United Nations and then referred to the State Department and other countries for potential resettlement. So they're given to Starfleet first, and then they're given to John Kerry's crowd. I mean, when Tillerson is in charge, I'll think differently. And, you can always rely on the UN. They have such a great, great record. As they review the applications, U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials check the names and identities against databases. They're making a list, and they're checking it twice. But here's my question. What database are they checking it against? When you come from a regime with no central government, what database is there to check against? Are they like going to their Facebook page and doing a keyword search for ISIS? Maybe, are they on LinkedIn? I don't know. The vetting gap stemmed from a technological issue that for a period of time limited how agents searched CIA databases during the background check process, the official said. As U.S. intelligence agents cross-checked refugees' names and biographical information against CIA databases, the computer systems were not initially set up to automatically inspect data contained in attachments to the records, the official said. So, in other words, Windows fails again. But I don't even know why this is even a thing, because I have such extreme confidence and extreme vetting. Refugee applications have been rescreened before. In 2011, the files of more than 58,000 Iraqi refugees already living in the U.S. were vetted after the FBI learned that an Iraqi man living in Kentucky had participated in roadside bomb attacks in Iraq before he was granted asylum. He and another Iraqi refugee were arrested by the FBI and pleaded guilty in 2013 to trying to send explosives and missiles to the group known as Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Did they forget to check their email attachments or, you know, maybe their instant messaging on Facebook? Maybe they're not doing the right keyword searches. I don't know. Or maybe there's a problem with their spreadsheets. Or maybe, just maybe, a smoking hot idea would be to not let an incompetent bureaucracy let any of these people in. And that's one of the good things about Trump. Trump is putting the brakes to this. He's stopping immigration from Syria on a temporary basis. He'll look at it. Then it should be made permanent. I want to ask a question about, and I've asked this question before, and I want to ask it as we go away. Wouldn't it make sense? Is there a war going on in the United Arab Emirates? No. Kuwait? No. Saudi Arabia? No. Jordan? No. Iran? Not right now. So many places in the Middle East where there's no war, where there's already Sharia-compliant government in place in most cases, and instead of putting them in the region in which they live, in another country, which they won't have to assimilate into, it's already there waiting for them. It's sort of like going home in a way. They're shipped here. Now, which stupid SOB thought that was a smoking hot idea? The problem, and this is not me not wanting to be compassionate. I love being compassionate. However, compassion should never cloud your judgment. And we're clouding our judgment. Right now, where my network sits, where Genesis Communications Network is in Minnesota, parts of Minnesota are becoming a Somalian Sharia state. Right now. Because we've been compassionate. And they swarm. They swarm like, you know, they swarm like soldier ants, if you will. We got to put the brakes on this. This is turning out to be one of the second best week I've ever had. I've had the best two podcast download days in the last 2 days. Thank you. We'll be back next week. It's never been about gun control. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.